时也求你今天借着你仆人的话来安慰我们，来帮助我们，让你的话成为我们的力量，让你的话引导我们走这永生的路，用你的话来帮助我们更多的得着你在从天上来的启示，好让我们更多的认识你。我们为此向你献上祷告，我们把时间仰望交在主你圣灵的手中，愿主与我们同在，愿你彰显你自己荣耀，我们感谢你，愿荣耀感谢赞美都归于你，祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名，
阿们
阿们。
把时间交给线上的弟兄姊妹，
我们下面感谢你为着你的荣耀创造了我们，我的歌颂赞美你，感谢进你的门，赞美进你的院，被他招扬真是配着我们称颂，我们赞美，越赞美越像我们的主，与圣灵充满，与忠心的仆人所教听说听见牧羊的人的声音，你牧羊你的教会，在荣耀的教会显现，新的耶路撒冷降临，奉主耶稣基督圣名，
阿
们。
天父，我们感谢赞美你，主啊，我们在这里要唱耶和华的大慈爱，主啊，我们在这里感谢主。有恩典如春雨降下，主，我们一起在这里呼求恳求圣灵来，今天在我们的当中，主啊，让我们都能够心被恩感，主啊，口唱心和，主啊，也让我们当中为罪为义为审判自己责备自己，主啊，你指出我们里面啊所缺失的，主啊，你也把荣耀的盼望放在我们心中，主啊，让我们预备我们的心来领受你的话，恩膏你的仆人，我们等候你来说话，我们这样感谢你，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，好，请坐。今天的信息我们把时间交给David 弟兄，我们知道读经等一下他会带我们读，所以我们就不特别再重读一遍。
Good morning，
大家早安。
I like to always try to connect what we shared last time I was here last month with where we're going today.
我总是希望和上一次我们所交通的有点关联。
So last time we saw Jesus cursing a fig tree.
我们上次读到耶稣咒诅那个无花果树。
Does anybody recall why Jesus cursed the fig tree?
大家还记不记得为什么耶稣要咒诅那个无花果树？
I heard something over here, but...What was it? Yeah, because they did not bear any fruit. Yeah.
因为无花果树没有结果子。
And then did the fig tree symbolize or represent anything?
那个无花果树是代表什么呢？
Maybe we could say in a contemporary way, the church, right? Yeah, like nowadays we would say it represents the church. But how about at the time of Jesus?
如果我们用现代的说法，就是这个无花果树代表的是教会，那在当时是代表什么？
What was it? The Pharisees. Yeah, I would say yes.
那些法利赛人。
Yeah, maybe the Jewish leadership. Yeah.
那些犹太人的领袖。
Yeah, anything else?
还有吗？
Yeah, we could say that the people of God or the children of Israel at large, also that could be applied. Yeah, yeah.
也可以说，神的儿女，当时的以色列人。
But I think we also emphasized how it represented the temple. The Jewish temple. Yeah.
那在当时也可以特指当时那个犹太圣殿。
And that we found out later in history, one generation later, the temple was destroyed.Right.
知道说后来一代过后，那个圣殿就被摧毁了。
And so sometimes judgment is like that. God's judgment falls, but we don't necessarily see it immediately. Right.
很多时候审判就是这样，当审判降下的时候，当时我们却不看见。
So, see, you guys, you did pretty good. Okay, I had a second question here. What would become of this elaborate system of sacrifices that was connected to the temple? Do you remember?
当我们看见耶稣说到这个当时圣殿有这个献祭的体系，它所代表的是什么？
Because when he judged the temple, of course, all of these other things related to the temple would be impacted.
当耶稣审判这个殿的时候，所有之下一切，所有的一切都关联着。Anybody
remember?
大家还记得一点吗？
Yeah, it's okay. You can answer twice if you want. Yeah, I'm looking at Jean. I think Jean has an answer. No, oh, okay.
也可以。
Maybe once again? Yeah, against the temple and then everything related to the temple, so the whole sacrificial system and all that, right?
Yeah, 不仅圣殿, yeah. 也是所有那些关乎殿的事。
And so instead of all of these sacrifices, there would be one final sacrifice, Jesus himself, right?
Yeah. 不仅是现在所献的一切祭，那些都是关乎最后 最终献上的那个祭，就是耶稣基督他自己。This
one sacrifice, Jesus on the cross, would be the culmination of all sacrifices.
耶稣基督在十字架上，他所献上的，把所有的祭都总结在一起。And
that through this, Jesus was also using this story, as Mark carefully narrates, very creatively, tying it and connecting it all to prayer.
耶稣也把这所描述的和祷告连在一起。And
it was about a certain kind of prayer. We might call it a mountain-moving prayer.
有一些的祷告，我们把它称为移山的祷告。Right.
And so what did we discover about that kind of prayer?
我们在那样的祷告里能发现什么？
Anybody? Yeah, go ahead. Oh, yeah, about, we would discover that faith would be the key, right? Yeah.
我们在那里能找到信心, yeah. 信心乃是关键。
Yeah, a kind of faith that matches a life that is trying to live in harmony with God's will.
信心和那个愿意遵从神旨意的生活来相合。
Not a perfect life, because nobody other than Jesus can live a perfect life.
我们知道说我们的生活都不完美，除了主耶稣，没有一个是真正完全的。But
a life that is in alignment with the will of God and with this following Jesus as a way of life.
但是我们可以过一个与神的旨意相合的生活，来跟随耶稣。And
that kind of life, that kind of person, those kind of people that live and pray in this manner will move mountains.
当你那样的生活，那样的祷告，那是可以移山的。
Right? So we could say that the whole message is kind of, I didn't have time last week, but the whole message was related to what Jesus was trying to say in John 15.
我上次没有时间，但是整个的信息都和耶稣在约翰福音第三章十五节所说的。
And so we won't go through that. It's too long a text, but basically our lives can be individually and collectively, they can be fruitful.
我们没有时间仔细讲，但是我们知道说我们的个人，我们的团体都能够结果子。Yeah,
and that's a different kind of life, right? Yeah.
那是一个不同的生活。Yeah.
That kind of life actually has a major impact in the world.
那是不同的生命，那样的生命 会对这个世界有重大的影响。And
so today, Mark's going to connect this next episode about authority.
今天我们要讲马可，他接下来要讲关乎权柄的事。Today's
message is about authority and who actually has authority.
今天的题目我要教中谁有权柄。
And as I was thinking about this particular message, reviewing it throughout the week, I remembered this verse from the opening chapter of the Gospel of Mark.
马可福音开始就有这一节开头的圣经。
That when Jesus opened his mouth to teach, people often reported how they sensed this authority that he had.
当耶稣开口教训众人的时候，他们能感受到当中有权柄。
And it was in distinction to the way that most of the other teachers of the law, the teachers of the Torah, were teaching. And so he thought about this like, wow, Jesus, when he speaks, it's so unique, but there's a sense of real authority.
他们能够感受到耶稣的话里面有真正的权柄，不像那些律法师。
And with the other Jewish leaders, when they would open their mouth, not so much.
当那些犹太领袖他们开口的时候，那个感觉是不一样的。
And it reminded me of the life of Moses when he was coming of age.
我就让我想起摩西当时他的事。
Yeah, and so do you remember that story early in the book of Acts where one of the prophets, after Jesus' death and resurrection, one of them, his name was Stephen, and he had this testimony that he gave before they stoned him.
我们记得说当斯提凡他要殉道之前他有一段的见证。
And he basically, the story was, you know, that he was preaching the gospel and doing what Jews often did, tying the gospel to the whole story of Israel.
他在那里实际上也就是在传福音，他是把这个福音连接到整个犹太人他们的故事。
And so he focused on different characters like the life of Moses.
他讲到耶稣摩西生平不同的阶段。
And how Moses early on was learning to try to respond to who he was and what God was calling him to do.
他讲到摩西他是怎样的人，神怎样的呼召他。
And something was moving him, even though maybe he wasn't altogether clear that he needed to stand up for God.
当时他也不是那么清楚，他怎样要来回应神的呼召。
But we read the story that he tried to intervene when he saw that the relationships with several of the Jewish brothers wasn't right. And so he stood up and he tried to insert himself into the middle of this conflict, but it didn't go so well.
他看见他的，当时摩西看到他的弟兄以色列人受冤屈的时候，他就站起来为他们报仇。
And he was only 40 years old, so he was still, as a person, he was still maturing.
那时候摩西不过40岁，他还要成长。
And he didn't understand that his time hadn't come yet. He wasn't ready, so he kind of handled matters in his own way.
那时候摩西还不真正明白他自己，他还需要成长所以呢，他就自己起来按自己的心意来做。
And he actually killed somebody in the process.
他就打死了那个欺压以色列人的埃及人。
And then the following day, there was another controversy. And so once again, Moses just felt compelled to stand up and speak up.
到第二天的时候，好像摩西要起来说话。
Yeah. And this time, you know, somebody said, well, what are you going to do? You're going to kill one of us like you did yesterday?
这时候他的兄弟以色列人说，难道你要杀我们像昨天杀的埃及人吗？
And so, of course, after that, that altered the course of Moses' life. And so he knew he was in trouble, and he fled Egypt for the wilderness.
从那一刻起，摩西他生命的路程就改变了。他就知道说他现在惹了大麻烦，他现在要逃到旷野里去。
But I think it's interesting. Like our lives, somehow we instinctively know that somehow God is also.Calling us. We may not be ready, but we have this sense of call and mission that God has for each one of us.
我们有时候也像摩西一样，在我们生命的某个阶段，我们能够感受到神的呼召，给我们有使命。虽然那个时候我们也不一定完全预备好了。
Yeah, and so, you know, he needed those years in the wilderness to keep growing and his relationship with God.
我们知道说摩西他还需要在旷野40年。才能真正明白他与神的关系。
And we all know the story that he was out one day, you know, he's tending the sheep and he's next to this bush and this bush was burning.
我们都知道摩西的故事，他在旷野牧羊的时候，有一天他看见那个燃烧的荆棘。
And he was startled, God was speaking to him once again through the bush this time.
这一次神在这个燃烧的荆棘里向他说话。
And he discovered that, yeah, wow, there really is this call, there is thismission, and now he was ready to step into it.
那时候摩西就发现原来这呼召是真实的，他也预备好了，他要来进入答应这个呼召。
Only this time he's waiting on God to be very clear on that call, and that God would go ahead and engage him on the mission.
那这个时候，但是在他最终答应之前，他需要有验证，他需要很清楚，神真的是呼召他去做这事。
And he would discover that he would be a deliverer, even one day a deliverer and a judge for the people, his people, God's people.
他有一天，摩西会发现说，神真的用他来做审判官，来做拯救者。
So I love that story because he had the right instinct from the beginning, but he wasn't ready yet. He needed to wait on the Lord.
一开始摩西从开头，他里面内在本能的反应是有的。但是他还不完全明白。
And when the right time came, it came later than he thought. But when the right time came, God was very clear. He said, "Now you may go."
但后来，摩西终于清楚了，那是四十年之后，他很清楚，神是神差遣他去。
So I don't know where you are in your own journey with God, but that's very important for us to during those early years to try to learn to hear God's voice. And respond to his timing.
我不知道在你人生旅程里面，你现在是在哪一段？但是对于我们来说是很重要，我们能够像摩西一样听见神向我们说话。
I just love that phrase. So now, go, Moses. Now's the time.
现在就像我们这里所说的，神差遣摩西去，打发他去见法老。
Yeah, I like what you said there. Yeah, this.Go is accompanied with the ascending of Moses, right? Yeah.
对，这里面有一个差遣。
And so he went, but unfortunately, like often happens with people who are called and sent by God, the people were not necessarily ready to hear him.
但是像斯蒂凡所见证的，以色列人当时他们的心还是刚硬，不肯听从。
So no wonder sometimes it's hard to join God on mission because there's so many factors that are all connected and sometimes we're not ready and oftentimes God's people are not ready to receive what God is doing.
我们真正投身于神所呼召的事工常常是很难的，有的时候我们自己没准备好，有的时候我们要服侍的对象他们没有准备好。
So I believe that sometimes the gospel writers are trying to show us how that these different figures in history find their fulfillment in Jesus. Moses was an amazing man, but Jesus would be the new Moses who would do it right.
福音书的作者就让我们看见说，摩西是一个伟大的领袖，但是真正应验所有一切预表的，乃是我们的主耶稣基督自己。
And it gives me hope that if like Moses, if I'm willing to go through the wilderness and go through those times of testing and preparation that maybe we will live long enough to actually join God in a significant way in the mission of God.
如果我们有摩西的忍耐，经过那些旷野的历程，经过那些漫长的年日，也许我们可以像摩西一样，最终被神来使用。
It's a tremendous thing to be able to hear the call of God to receive God sending you and I on mission.
那实在是一件了不得的事，是如果我们能够听见神的呼召，并且有了神的差遣。
And with that call, with that sending, there's a sense of authority, God-given authority, that will be expressed. Yeah.
神的呼召，神的差遣，在我们身上乃是有权柄的，它会彰显出来。
And so we'll see that, just like in days, centuries, millennia in the past, so it was in Jesus' time, so it is in our time that God does give certain ones authority, but sometimes it's tricky how that all plays together, right?
我们也知道说，在过往的年代，甚至回到耶稣的年代，我们看见说，当神赐下权柄的时候，那时候往往会产生一种困难。
And I just realized that we didn't read the text today, right?
我注意到我们还没有读今天的经文。
Did we read it today? I don't think so. Okay, so let's go ahead and why don't you read it in Chinese, and then I'll be referring to it in English. But I think it's probably more important that we read it in. I'm sorry, I don't have it in Chinese. Do you have it available? Okay. So we'll look at today's text, Mark chapter 11, verses 27 to 33. It's a shorter passage today.
我们读今天的经文，我们可以一起来读哈。如果你有圣经翻到 马可福音十一章二十七节到三十三节，他们又来到耶路撒冷，耶稣在殿里行走的时候，祭司长和文士并长老进前来问他说，你仗着什么权柄做这些事？给你这权柄的是谁呢？耶稣对他们说，我要问你们一句话，你们回答我，我就告诉你们我仗着什么权柄做这些事。约翰的洗礼是从天上来的，是从人间来的呢？你们可以回答我。他们彼此商议说，我们若说从天上来，他必说，这样你们为什么不信他呢？若说从人间来，却又怕百姓，因为众人真以为约翰为先知。于是回答耶稣说，我们不知道。耶稣说，我也不告诉你们我仗着什么权柄做这些事。
Well, good, very good. Lord, we just ask that you'd use this message today, this text, and use it to speak to us in a fresh way. Give us ears to hear, in Jesus' name. Amen.
祷告祈求，但愿你今天使用这信息，主耶稣基督的信息来更新我们。
Amen. It's a question of authority. That's the title of today's message. It's a question of authority.
今天信息的题目是问题乃在权柄。
Let's look at the first several verses in verse 27. And they came again to Jerusalem. And as he was walking in the temple, this is Jesus, the chief priest and the scribes and the elders came to him. And they said to him, but what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do them?
我们回到刚才所读的前几节经文，他们来到耶路撒冷，耶稣在殿里行走的时候，祭司长和文士并长老进前来问他说，你仗着什么权柄做这些事？给你权柄的是谁呢？
So we're seeing a group of Jewish leaders, and this is also part of what's called the Sanhedrin. It's a delegation. And so these are the ones that are confronting Jesus with that question.
我们看到 这是一批的犹太的领袖，他们的撒都该人，他们来挑战耶稣的权柄。
The Sanhedrin is what we might call like the Supreme Court of their time, right? It's the Jewish ruling council.
这个撒都该人他们就像当时的最高法院，他们是一个统治治理的阶层。
And Mark tells us very clearly that this council, the Sanhedrin, is made up of the chief priests, also scribes and elders.
这些这是他们的当时的公会，有这些法利赛人，有长老，有文士。
And the chief priests, and they are like the senior figures on this council. They're in charge of the temple.
最终这个掌管圣殿的乃是大祭司。
And they have not only working with the people of God, but also they're in between and somehow trying to learn to align what they're doing with the Roman leadership.
他们不仅要治理以色列百姓，同时他们要跟罗马政府来周旋。
And the chief priests, you know, no one can equal them in terms of the kind of power and authority that they are entrusted with, right?
我们知道说，对于大祭司来说，没有人有跟等同大祭司的那些的权柄和信托。
The scribes are used in some of the English versions of the Bible. In the New International Version, it's the teachers of the law.
这些文士根据 NIV 的翻译也可以称为教师。
And so most people back in those days were not literate in terms of being able to read well or write. And so they were in charge of helping people to understand and apply the law. They were literate.
我们知道那时候不是每一个人对于读写都是很在行的，所以那时候需要有文士来帮助他们明白并且应用神的律法。
And then there's the elders, right?
那还有长老。
These are more experienced people. These are wise people, wise men who were called on to exercise wisdom as they began to work very carefully. Like, okay, how do we understand and apply these laws?
这些长老们他们是有经历有智慧的，他们也有呼召，要在实行当中运用智慧来知道怎么样处理有争议的问题。
And so Jesus is now in the temple courts, the court of the Gentiles, the outer court.
耶稣当时是在圣殿的外院，也就是外邦人院。
And this is happening the day after he shut down the activity of the temple. Yeah.
我们知道说，这是在他前一天来阻止那些的活动。
So you can imagine as the Jewish leaders approach Jesus, they're not happy, right?
我们可以想象说那些领袖到耶稣面前来的时候，他们心中有很多不满。
They haven't been happy with Jesus for quite some time, but they're really not happy now after everything that happened the day before.
他们对耶稣的不满是长久的，但是当时他们的不满是更加的深。
And so now they see Jesus there teaching, and they're thinking, oh, really, you're coming back again today, and you're teaching?
他们看见耶稣又来教训，所以说他们就忍不住了。
Who gives you the authority to do this?
你仗着什么权柄做这些事？
Why do you feel like you can say such things in this place, the temple area?
你怎么能够觉得说你可以在这圣殿，在这个地方来做这些事？
I mean, they're really frustrated with him, thinking, okay, just 2 days before that, you rode into town like you're some kind of king.
就在几天前，好像你在城里行走的时候，好像就像王一样。
And you receive the adulation and the praise of the people and the children. They thought that was wrong.
那些像耶稣欢呼何塞纳那些孩子，他们这些法利赛人这些领袖他们不能接受。
Yeah, and then you somehow shut down the operation of the temple just yesterday.
就在昨日，耶稣阻止了那里的活动。
You know how much money we lost yesterday, Jesus, after you did that trick?
当耶稣推倒桌子，你知道说让他们损失了多少财产。
And now you're back today teaching right here in the temple courts.
今天又在圣殿的院中来教训。
You have got some nerve, Jesus.
他们就说耶稣，你的胆子太大了。
Right? Yeah. Who do you think you are?
你以为你是什么人？
Right? Come on. We expect an answer now. By what authority are you doing these things?
所以现在我们要求你立刻给一个回答。
And Jesus said to them in verse 29, Well, I will ask you one question. You answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. And then he says, What about John the Baptist? Was the baptism of John from heaven or from man? Answer me.
29到30节，耶稣对他们说，我要问你们一句话。你们回答我，我就告诉你们，我仗着什么权柄做这些事。约翰的洗礼是从天上来的，还是从人间来的呢？你们可以回答我。
I love that, yeah. So you have a question? That's great. I have my own question.
你有问题？很好，我也有一个问题。
Right? And so this is a very Jewish way of relating on such matters.
这是一个很犹太式的对话的方法。
I'm glad you want to talk about authority, Jesus says, because I want to talk about authority as well.
有时候我很高兴你们要讨论辩论权柄的事，我也要讲权柄。
And then Jesus looks at the leaders and says, Now I need you to answer me.
耶稣对那些领袖说，我需要你们来回答我。
And so answering a question with the question is something that Jesus was very skillful at, and so also the leading rabbis of that time.
我们知道说，主耶稣还有当时有许多教导的拉比，他们很擅长用一个问题来作为回答。
So what I think is very interesting is that Jesus did not appear to be intimidated in the very least with the leading people of his generation.
我们就看见说，当耶稣面对这些当时挑战他们的人，耶稣一点都没有胆怯。
It would be like you being examined by the Supreme Court.Of the country, the leading minds, and you being able to stand your ground calmly with the authority of God. This is what we see Jesus doing.
就想象你好像说，如果我们今天来到一个最高法院的案件，在那里被审理的时候，耶稣站在那里，他是完全的冷静啊。他因为他在他身上有那样的权柄。
Most of us would be so nervous in such a situation.
如果这些事发生在我们身上，我们一定会非常紧张。
But Jesus had this authority deep within him.
但是耶稣在他的里面有深深的有这些权柄。
And so the Jewish leaders of the times thought, "You are on trial today, Jesus." But Jesus' response is, "No, no, you are on trial today."
当时那些人他们的感受就是，耶稣今天是我们在审你。但是在耶稣心中，他知道说，正好相反，是耶稣在审这些人。
So let's talk about John the Baptist, Jesus says.
让我们来说一说耶稣所说的施洗约翰。
What do you think about John? His ministry, his message.
施洗约翰他的事工，他的信息是怎样的？
Since you want to talk about who has authority, what do you think about John?
如果你要说权柄，说到权柄，你们对约翰是怎么看？
But the fact of the matter was that they did not care for John the Baptist any more than they cared for Jesus the Christ.
他们其实对于施洗约翰，他们也是同样头疼，就像他们对耶稣基督一样头疼。
They didn't know what to do with John the Baptist. They did not approve of John the Baptist.
他们不喜欢施洗约翰，但是他们不知道拿施洗约翰怎么办。
And so Jesus is wanting to show how their question and his question are actually intimately connected.
耶稣就是要展现出他们所问的问题和耶稣的问题之间的关联在哪里。
Right. And so what I'm asking about John actually concerns me myself, Jesus is saying.
耶稣说我问关于施洗约翰的问题，但这个问题最后还是要关联到我自己。
So the question is, was John acting on his own power, or was he sent by God?
所以问题在于说，约翰他的权柄是他自己有的呢，还是来自于神？
And Jesus is implying that, okay, did our ministry, John and my ministry, and our message, did it originate from man or from heaven?
耶稣就问说，约翰的事工，还有我的信息，这些是从人间来的，还是从天上来的？
And so that's a really good question. And the way to answer that is, do you remember the nature of John's ministry? And do you remember what his message was? Jesus is asking.
这是一个很好的问题，因为耶稣就提醒他们，你们还记不记得约翰的事工？你们还记不记得约翰的信息？
Right. John was sent by God in fulfillment of the prophetical word. We see this even in the prophets of the Old Testament.
约翰他乃是受差遣，乃是要应验经上的预言。
He was sent by God to prepare the way for this promised one. Some people said he would be the Messiah, the Christ.
约翰乃是受神的差遣，为将要来的那一位预备道路。
Do you recall what John said about me?
你们记不记得约翰指着我说什么？
We see this in the Gospel of Mark earlier.Mark writes for us, this was his message, the message of John the Baptist. After me comes one who is more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
我们记得说这是在马可福音一章七节那里说在二十九节三十节这里说，有一位在我以后来的，反在我之前，有一位在我以后来的，他的权柄比我更大，我就是弯腰解他的鞋带，也是不配。
Yeah, this one is different, right? Yeah, John the Baptist says one is coming, and I cannot even untie his sandals, right?
约翰说我不配解他的鞋带。
And regarding the Baptist, the Apostle John, we would see from the Gospel of John.Would add to that. He said, He came, this one, John the Baptist. He's speaking about John the Baptist. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him, through the Baptist, all might believe.
施洗约翰见证说，他说，这人来，为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。
And I like verse 30. This is the one I was talking about.When I said, a man who comes after me has surpassed me because this one that John was speaking about is before me.
在三十节那里说，有一位在我，这就是我说，有一位在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因为他本来在我以前。
So this is the same passage, but down in verse 29 and 30, right? This is the one John is speaking about.
这是在约翰福音一章二十九三十节。
This one came to clean house. This one came to cleanse, right? And so the prophecy goes on, and it's also expressed in the Gospel of Matthew. the axe is laid at the root of the trees, and his winnowing fork is in his hand, speaking about the one to come, and he will clear his threshing floor.
我们知道说约翰是他是来清道的、啊、他的信息就是说现在斧子已经放在树根上了，现在、啊、他要手里拿着簸箕扬进他的场。
This is the message of John the Baptist. One is coming who's going to clean house.
我们知道说这就是施洗约翰他的信息，他来为主清道。
Just like Jesus cleansed the temple the day before.、
啊、就像主耶稣前一天他在圣殿里清场。
So I wonder if God is giving these leaders one last chance to do the right thing.
所以神给这些领袖最后一个机会来做什么。
Maybe it was their last chance to actually listen to what Jesus is saying and then submit to both John the Baptist and also the one he talked about, the Christ.
也许这些是给这些领袖最后一次机会，他们能够向着施洗约翰，向着主耶稣的信息来顺服。
I think that's amazing about the character of God. He gives this chance, one more chance. They've made the wrong decision year after year, corrupted the temple. These are the men that are most responsible for what's happened. And still, right before Jesus will go to his death, he still gives them one last chance.
我想这就是神的性情在这里彰显出来。虽然这些领袖、这些带领人，他们年复一年亵渎了圣殿，但是神仍然给他们最后的机会。
Just think about the character of God. Just, I'm going to give you one last chance. I know you're going to nail me to the cross here in a few days, but here's one last chance. Listen to my message and submit. I am that one. I am the Christ.
那我们在这里一同思想神的性情，他们就要把耶稣钉在十字架上，但是神总是最后再给他们一次机会，让他们可以顺服耶稣的话。
Let's see what happens. It says in verse 31, and so the leaders discussed it with one another, saying, well, if we say from heaven, John the Baptist was sent from heaven, then Jesus will say, well, why then did you not believe John? But shall we say from man? No, this was just something from man that John the Baptist was doing. Well, they were afraid of the people, for they all held that John really was a prophet. So they answered Jesus, well, we don't know.
这些首领他们就彼此商议，我们若说从天上来，他必说这样，你们为什么不信他呢？若说从人间来，却又怕百姓，因为众人真以约翰为先知。于是回答耶稣说，我们不知道。
Yes, interesting. These men that hold all this authority among God's people now, you know, trying to come up with an answer, right?
我们知道说这是很荒谬的，就是这些人他们手上有所有关于神知识的权柄，但是他们说，竟说他们自己不知道。
And so they see basically two different options.
他们有两个选择。
So if we say that somehow John's message and his ministry was from God, then
他们如果说约翰他的事工他的信息是从神来的，
Jesus will say, well, how come you didn't believe John?
耶稣就会说你们为什么不信施洗约翰呢？
If John was sent by God, if this was something from heaven, why didn't you respond to John the Baptist?
如果施洗约翰是从神来的，你们为什么不听他的话？
So many others, literally hundreds and hundreds, responded to John the Baptist's message, and so they confessed their sins, they repented, and they got baptized.
我们知道有许许多多的人接受了施洗约翰的信息，他们悔改，受浸，归在神的名下。
They took seriously John the Baptist's message, and so, you know, they did something that's very awkward to do, confessing your sins publicly, getting baptized, to prepare for the one to come.
他们接受了施洗约翰的信息，他们好像是在众人面前愿意，好像是一个奇怪的事，但是他们在众人面前承认自己的罪，也要悔改。
But the most powerful men among the Jewish leaders, not them, no.
但是这个犹太人当中最有权势的，他们却不悔改。
I think maybe they're afraid of losing face, right? Like if we were to do that, we would show our hypocrisy, our true colors, and everybody would see it.
我想他们就是怕丢面子，如果他们悔改的话，就会把他们的本性暴露出来。
So we won't do that.
所以他们就选择说他们不要这样，不要这样做。
We cannot do that.
他们拒绝。
Right? If we attest that John's ministry, on the other hand, was from man.
然后在另一个选择，他们如果说施洗约翰的信息是从人间来的。
Well, most of the Jews would be provoked because they looked at John with great respect and they knew that John was a prophet.
他们又怕那样百姓不会答应，因为百姓都知道说施洗约翰他是从是真正的先知。
So if we told them what we really think, that John was nobody, that there would be an uproar.
他们如果真的那么贬低施洗约翰的话，他们怕民间就要起骚乱。
There might even be a riot, and we would jeopardize our power, our prominence, our prestige.
他们害怕有骚乱，其实是害怕他们的权势受到影响。
Because these leaders who thought they had authority were afraid of the people.
那些自以为有权势的首领，但是其实他害怕那些百姓。
So they did what they always do. They lied.
所以就像他们就一贯所做的，他们就是撒谎。
我们不知道 ，right?
They said we don't know,
right? We don't know. It's a lie. And if anyone should have had an answer to this kind of question, it should have been this group of leaders.
所以说我们知道说能这样回答的只有这些的首领，他们会这样回答。
Purportedly, they gave their lives to serving God, instructing people in the law of God. If anybody should have been able to answer such a question, it should have been these men.
当耶稣问这样的问题，对于这些好像说奉献侍奉神的人，如果他们是最有资格来回答这些问题。
But it's like what we see today. We get a chance to see it every day that some people are more concerned with holding on to power than the truth.
今天我们也是看见有许许多多乃是贪恋权势的人。
So Jesus said to them, "Well, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things."
然后我们就看见耶稣说，我也不告诉你们，我仗着什么权柄做这些事。
I think it's interesting that Jesus acts as God would act in this kind of circumstance.
耶稣所行的正像神所行的。
Like the psalmist would write of God, he said, "To the pure God, you show yourself pure, but to the devious, like these Jewish leaders, you show yourself shrewd."
就像诗篇上所说的，清洁的人你以清洁待他，乖僻的人你以弯曲待他。
Yeah. So you want to play chess with God? Okay, you're going to lose, right? You want to play chess with Jesus back and forth with these kind of questions? You're going to lose.
如果有人好像觉得说他可以利用神，可以像下棋一样来跟神有来有回，那他是自欺。
Or as we see in the book we call Job, God catches the wise in their own craftiness, and the schemes of the wily are brought to a quick end.
像约伯记第五章那里也说，他叫有智慧的中了自己的诡计，是狡诈人的计谋速速灭亡。
Right.Then I think if I go back, is it this one? No, is it this one? I skipped one, yeah. Yeah, so Jesus basically, okay, that's fine. I won't answer you. You're not going to answer me, right?
Yeah. 耶稣就是对他们来说，就是如果你们不诚实回答我的问题，那我也不告诉你们。
So the question here as we come to a close,is I think so apropos, appropriate for our own situation.
最后我们就把这些所看见的来应用在我们自己身上。
The question about authority is a legitimate question.
问题是在权柄，这是一个合理的问题。
And it's not a bad question to ask. The question itself is not a bad question. By what authority did Jesus do these things? And someone could ask us the same question. By what authority?Do you share and speak these things?
我们知道说这个问题本身并不坏。他们问耶稣：“你仗着什么权柄？”我们今天也会有人来问我们：“我们说这些话仗着什么权柄？”
Jesus is a good model for us.
耶稣是我们的一个好的榜样。
Yeah. Jesus said, I don't do anything without the Father's approval.
耶稣说，我所行的一切都是看见父如何行，我才如何做。
That is found in the Gospel of John, and whenever I see that, especially John chapter 5, I think it's such a moving passage.
我们知道说，每次我们读约翰福音第五章，那里都是非常的感人。
So what does it look like to have God-given authority?
当你有神所赐的权柄是怎样的？
Jesus said in John 12, For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me, there it is, the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment what to say, what to speak.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，只凭自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做，父所做的事，子也照样做。
We see something similar in John chapter 14.
还有我们看见，在约翰福音十四章也是这样。
The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me is doing his work.
在约翰福音十四章那里，就是说，我不凭着自己的权柄做什么，唯有住在我里面的父行他自己的事。
So you remember that verse we began with, that whenever people heard Jesus teach, they thought, wow, what authority this man has.
所以我们就回想到，当那些人听见耶稣教训的时候，他们就不禁地想说，他的权柄从哪里来的。
Right. Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son of Man can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. This is true authority.
当耶稣告诉他们说，我不凭着自己做什么。唯有是我父做什么，子也照样做。这是真正的权柄。
Such authority that Jesus was never afraid to encounter dark forces, and demons would go running when Jesus would step up.
正因为有这样的权柄，所以耶稣从来不害怕面对那些黑暗势力的挑战，他赶鬼。
That's true authority, right? Yeah.
那是真正的权柄。
I mean, so much authority that he can tell the wind and the waves, beat sway, right?
我们说有的人看起来有权柄，但是一旦有人叫他闭嘴，他就不知道做什么了。
Yeah. Jesus had God's authority. Jesus has God's authority, even present tense. How will you and I respond to that authority?
耶稣有神的权柄，我们当怎样回应？
Will we submit? The Jewish leaders did not submit to Jesus. If we continue with the story, we see that they hung Jesus on a cross, right?
我们知道说那些犹太首领，他们拒绝耶稣的权柄，把他钉在十字架上。
Yeah. So what will I do? What will we do as the people of God concerning Jesus' lordship, the one who has true authority?
当我们是神的百姓，我们是神的民，我们怎样来回应耶稣，真正有神权柄的耶稣？
When you read the word, when you hear the word this morning, do you say, wow, this is the word of a king, the king of all kings?
当今天我们听见神的话，我们心中怎样的反应？我们知道这话是来自于那位王，那位万王之王。
Right. And maybe you're not familiar that much yet with the teachings of Jesus, but as you get more and more familiar, as you hear those teachings, I wonder if you think in your heart, wow, what authority.
我们一开始可能不熟悉神的话，但是我们对神的教训越来越清楚的时候，我们心中会不会感受到那个来自神的权柄？
And so Jesus was on trial, but we found out actually Jesus was the judge.
看起来好像耶稣在受审，其实耶稣显明出来，他才是审判者。
For it says in John chapter 5 that the Father has given the Son authority to judge such matters.
在约翰福音五章那里说，父给他给子这样的权柄来行审判的事。
Because he's the Son, right? He's the Son of Man.
因为这一位乃是子。
And Matthew records how after Jesus' resurrection, he entrusted that authority with his followers.
在马太福音二十八章那里说到，天上地下一切的权柄都给我了。
Yeah, you know this verse.This is where he shares his authority with his most devoted disciples. Jesus came and said to them before he ascended to heaven, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, so now you go in that authority.
在 当耶稣回到父神那里去之前，他把所有的权柄来分享给跟随他、忠心跟随他的人。
So I'm going to go in a couple of weeks back to Taiwan, and I will go in the authority of Jesus Christ.
我过几周要去台湾。
Yeah.
我在那里要传讲耶稣的权柄。
During the month of May, so I'm not just going to vacation, but I'm going as one who is sent by God on mission to continue to fan what God is already doing there in Taiwan.
虽然我一边也是去那里休假，但是同时我也是受神的差遣，要在那里传讲神的话。
I think it's interesting that we can note that to have God's authority usually follows God's call.
我们知道说，要有神的从神来的权柄，乃是要顺服神的呼召。
Right. There's a time of hearing God's call, then that is followed many times by a time of testing, and then a time of preparation that can go for quite some time before finally we hear that God is sending us.
我们听见神的呼召，往往我们要经历试炼，我们要经历预备，然后最后我们会听见神的差遣。
But that doesn't mean if you obey and you step out that it will all go smoothly, because many times, like we see with Jesus or with Moses, sometimes God's people are not ready to receive.
我们就看见最终就从摩西、耶稣身上，我们看见这个榜样。当你接受这个呼召，你就可以站出来。
And so we see that Jesus, his pattern of life was he took his authority and then he entrusted that authority with his faithful followers.
我们知道说，当耶稣他有了这个权柄，他也把这样的权柄信托给跟从他的人。
Right, yeah, he would send them out and he said, don't worry, I'm sending you. You have my authority. And even if you encounter unclean spirits, you don't need to be afraid.
耶稣说，我差你们去，你们就有我的权柄。
Right.
不要害怕那些污鬼。
Yeah, but don't let that authority go to your head. Right. Do you know what that means in 用英文 just aLet something go to your head, 就是变成越来越骄傲。
当你有这些权柄，不是拿来给你骄傲的。
Right. So he said, if you do have authority, I don't want you to exercise authority like the leaders of the world.
当我们有这权柄，让我们不要像世界上的首领。
He said, no. If you're going to follow me, it shall not be so among you. Okay. So if you do step out with authority,You cannot step out like other leaders of the world.
耶稣告诫我们说，在我们当中不可以像世界上那样子。
It's a quiet kind of composed authority given by the Spirit of God.
这是由神的灵而来的权柄。
Right? And so be careful because some people we saw in the book of Acts, they took that authority and they tried to go out and cast out demons. The sons of one man,named Sceva, and so they thought, they presumed to step forward and join Jesus on what he was doing, but they weren't called, they weren't prepared, they weren't sent, and it did not go well.
我们在使徒行传里面读到说，也有人好像要妄行自己的事，就像那个大祭司长斯基瓦他的七个儿子，他们自称有着权柄去赶鬼，结果反而受了羞辱。
And even though there were seven sons trying to cast out demons, this one man who was demon-possessed totally embarrassed them and beat them up.
那个我们知道说那个被鬼附的人就是完全胜过了他们。
So that's a good reminder. You don't presume to have God's authority. You will know if you have God's authority, and so will other people of God around you. They will know. They will recognize it.
这就是给我们一个很好的提醒。我们不是说自己感觉我有了权柄，而是说你是有权柄的人，周围的人会知道。
What we discover in the Gospels is that those who do have such authority are in close proximity to Jesus, learning to listen to him, learning to follow him, and to be prepared by him.
当那些忠心跟随耶稣，在他周围的人，他们能够得到耶稣的权柄。
And if you do that, there will come a time where you will join God on mission, and you will hear the call to go.
你就会 加入耶稣的施工，你会听见耶稣的差遣。
And Paul said, this authority is to encourage the people of God to build them up, right?
保罗也说，这些权柄乃是为造就人。
Right. I have this authority, Paul said, but I'm just expressing it right now because you've provoked me. But actually, my authority has one purpose, to build you up, to see you built up in Christ.
保罗也说，就是他稍微用这些的权柄，那是被你们所激的，但是保罗用的权柄只有一个目的，乃是为造就人，不是为了败坏人。
So that's a bright future, I think, for anybody that if you can hear that call and you can go out with that authority, right? Serving as Jesus served, under his authority, right? Walking in that authority.
当我们这些听见呼召的人，我们可以去照着耶稣的吩咐去，我们身上会有耶稣的权柄，我们乃是在他的权柄底下。
And we'll discover as we go that there are different people, different agents of God who have received different degrees of authority.
当我们这样去行的时候，我们也会遇见其他神的仆人，我们会发现在他们身上也有各样的权柄。
And that's so they can complete the mission or the assignment that God has given them.
但是那个权柄的目的乃是为了完成神所托付的。
Okay, I did a little bit better this time. Still a little bit long. Lord, thank you for your grace and your mercy.
神我们主我们感谢你的恩典怜悯。
Help us hear this message and walk in it today.
帮助我们今天听见这信息，让我们能够行在其中。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.